Scripture reading is Ezekiel chapter 47, 1 through 5. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, where the house faced the east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate, by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, the water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the loins. Again he measured 1,000, and it was river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. This is the 22nd session of God Measures Our Faith. In the last session, we looked into the sin of defiling the temple of God, which is one of the sins depriving of salvation. Many weeks have passed, so I think many of you have already forgotten about sins depriving of salvation. That's what I've been preaching about. And there are also sins leading to death. And I think there are some of you who are confused about between sins leading to death and sins depriving of salvation. There are sins leading to death, sins depriving of salvation, and there are sins leading to death. The sins depriving of salvation, when if you commit those sins and God calls you a spirit, then you cannot be saved because you will be judged. But if you repent of sins depriving of salvation and turn away, you can be saved. But there are other sins from which you cannot turn, of which you cannot repent. In case of sins leading to death, God does not give you the spirit of repentance, so you cannot be forgiven forever. That is why there is a clear distinction between these two kinds of sins, and I believe there is no other church that has that teaches about this clear distinction between these two sins. So you have to know what sins depriving of salvation are, what sins leading to death are. So in case of sins depriving of salvation, if you repent and turn away, you can be saved. But in case of sins leading to death, there's no need for repentance because you can't. So you should know that there are these sins. In the last session, we looked into the sin of defiling the temple of God, which is one of the sins depriving of salvation. The temple here refers to both physical building and ourselves, and we ourselves who are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It refers to both the physical building, the temple, and also we ourselves, who are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If we defile this temple, namely our body and heart, and cause the Holy Spirit to leave us, our right as the children of God will be taken away. We can realize one thing through this. It is that our salvation is not yet fixed, but we are working it out. Yes, we are saved and we have to continue. But there are chances that we might leave, we might depart from salvation. You might stop attending church and do not attend the Sunday services any longer. Philippians 2:12 says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only." So it's not for novices in faith, because it says, "My beloved." So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. If salvation is fixed, they don't have to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Compared to a race, we can gain salvation only when we finish the race of faith. Even if we run very fast in the beginning, we cannot gain salvation if we stop or leave the course midway. Some Bible verses clearly teach us about this fact. Brothers and sisters, first part of 1 Timothy 6:12 tells us to fight the good fight of faith and take hold of the eternal life wholly. If you just cultivate a heart of spirit, you will surely take hold of this eternal life. Heart of spirit is a heart that is free of fleshly attributes, such as sins and evil or changing mind. In your mind, you don't have any flesh. So, it is not easy for you to depart from salvation because you cannot really be deceived or tempted by Satan. Therefore, one with such a heart will not fall out in the course of eternal life. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will quickly cultivate this heart of spirit so that you will enjoy peace and joy on this earth as if you are living in heaven itself. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, the 13th sin among the sins depriving of salvation is to lose the first deeds and not recover them. Revelation 2:5 is a rebuke towards the church of Ephesus, one of the seven churches in Asia Minor. It says, "Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first." Many of you, you have first love, and you say, "Oh, I lost first love, my first love cooled down." And if you lost this first love, if you became cool, you have to remember from where you have fallen, and you have to turn back. But in my case, thankfully, I've lived and I've been serving the Lord for the last 41 years. I've never thought about, I don't have any intention or the attribute to betray anybody. So that's why I kept all my appointments and promises. Because I don't have any changing of mind, I've never lost the first love. Once I accepted the Lord, my first love became greater and greater day by day, but I've never lost any, I've never lost the first love. So when I see those who have lost the first love, I feel sorry for them. Because how can they forget that grace after they are healed of their diseases, after they have received the love of God, and after they have known that there are heaven and hell? How can they lose the first love? It's something that I cannot understand. But, you know, people's minds are all different. So I have to understand them. If you do not have any cunningness, craftiness, or changing attitude, changing mind, and if you do not have any intention of any betrayal in your heart, then you will not lose first love. And what kind of love is that love? That is the love between God and you. It's the same goes for those who date each other and then get married. If they do not have any changing of mind, once they, if both men and women, if they do not have changing of mind, they will not break up. And eventually they will get married and they will live for the rest of, live together for the rest of their lives. And in some news, there are many senior citizens getting divorced. Because even though they've lived together for such a long time, after all their children get married and after they're over 50s and 60s, now they get divorced. Something so unfortunate. When we were not as rich as now, in the 50s and 60s, they lived together, they suffered together, they overcame all the sufferings together, hardships together. But now, as Korea has become rich, that's the kind of thing that people do now. And once they are divorced, they are worse than nobody. In Revelation 2:5 is a rebuke towards the church of Ephesus, one of the seven churches in Asia Minor. It says, "Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent." Here, to repent, remove the lampstand means that God will take away the Holy Spirit. Thus, this verse is a warning against those who accepted the Lord but forgot the grace of the first love and changed their mind, befriending the world and darkness again. The church of Ephesus, at first, worked hard for the name of the Lord. They tried together to listen to the word of the truth, longed to pray, and preached the gospel. They overcame every kind of test or trial, only with joy and thanksgiving. But as time passed, this first love cooled down from a certain point. They did not try to live in the truth any longer, but indulged themselves in worldly things. I'm so thankful for Mom in church because I've never lost the first love, because I don't have any changing attitude, I don't have any cunningness or betrayal. So, since our church has opened, we as a whole church has never lost the first love. Have we ever ceased to pray? Have we ever lost the fullness of the Spirit? We have always been full of Spirit and we have never ceased to pray. There are some churches, after they grow up, you know, they put out the flame of prayers. But as we grew up, we became even more fervent in our prayers. And we have never lost the fullness of the Spirit. Isn't it true? The church of Ephesus was worthy of being praised in the beginning. But as they forsook the first love and lost the first deeds, they received such a stern rebuke. God said He would remove the lampstand from them unless they repented, which means they could not receive salvation unless they repented. It is something to repent of if we lose the first deeds. And if we follow the perishing old ways of life, we have to repent of them thoroughly. It's because it is a way to death. The Holy Spirit will eventually be quenched if we do not repent. The Bible clearly teaches us these things, but in some churches, they teach that one can be saved once he receives the Holy Spirit, no matter what kind of life he lives. But the Bible clearly tells us that the Holy Spirit in our heart can be quenched, and the names written in the book of life can be blotted out as well. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, "Do not quench the Spirit." It says, "Do not quench the Spirit," because Holy Spirit can be quenched. That is why it says, "Do not quench the Spirit." And it tells us how not to quench the Spirit. Also, Revelation 3:5 says, "He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments." talking about white garments. God tells us to, you know, the Bible talks about white garments. In heaven, will we wear black clothes? Will we wear dark navy? No, we will not. There's no dark navy, there's no black clothes. Because God hates such dark colors. Because they express darkness, the enemy devil. But white color represents light and something clean. That is why people wear the white in heaven or the fine linen. So if I say, you should not wear black clothes, you should not think I'm a strange man. I'm only teaching what is biblical. If you are from other churches, especially pastors from other churches, it is good if you can wear the white. I would like to wear the white. But because in consideration of so many other people too, I sometimes wear navy and I try to wear bright colors all the time. And even in the world, suppose there is some kind of fairy or angel. What kinds of clothes do they wear? They wear the white. Everybody knows they wear the white. Isn't it true? You should think about those things. And also, angels, do they wear the white or the black? But on the opposite, enemy devil, the messengers of hell that drag you to hell, they wear black and they wear the black hat. And just if you consider these facts, we should obviously think that it is something good to wear the white. And so are we, Mamim church members, they don't wear any black clothes. And because some socially high class people, they sometimes wear black, and that is what, in case of some suit, it is a dark navy, but we have to, and suppose you are going to visit Blue House, Chonghwade, the presidential palace, and do you have to ride in a black car? Can't you ride in a white car? It's something that the high class people, they are riding black cars and they are wearing dark clothes. It is there just a mental framework. But sometimes when I look at the outside, most cars are white. Actually, they like white cars. There are not so many black cars. If you like black cars, I'm sorry, but you should change your framework of thinking. If God likes something, I like it too, unconditionally. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life. So it means your name can be erased from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This verse reversely means our names can be erased from the book of life if we lose in our fight against sins. We can understand this fact from even the Old Testament. How did Moses intercede when the sons of Israel sinned? He gave his life as collateral, asking God to blot him out of the book God had written, namely the book of life, if God would not forgive the people. As explained, one who has received salvation can deviate from salvation. For this reason, the Lord warned us sternly, saying he will remove the lampstand unless we repent and turn from sins. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, Revelation 3:16 says, so because you are lukewarm and need neither hot nor cold I'll spit you out of my mouth. This was a rebuke given to the church of Laodicea, one of the seven churches. It is also a lesson given to us today. The 14th sin depriving you of salvation is to have lukewarm faith, as in this case. So please check yourself as to whether you have lukewarm faith or not. Also, some people attend church for a long time, but remain as though they were a new believer all the time. They do not circumcise their hearts or become faithful for God. This faith as a formality occurs because they know the fact that there is heaven and hell. If they hear the messages with one ear and let them slip through and out the other ear, so they do not have any growth of faith even after 5 or 10 years, you should check whether you belong to this kind of faith, whether you are at the same place for so many years. If you have been Christians for many years, you should become a small group leader. And after being a small group leader, you have to maybe be an assistant leader in your mission group of young adults mission. And furthermore, you'll be leaders in the United Mission Group, assistant leaders and leader. So your faith has to grow up, and you should be more and more recognized because you have the fruit. And you are a small group leader last year, but now you are just an assistant leader this year, and your faith is at a stoppage. It's the same with prayers. And they cannot pray at one place. They go to second sanctuary, third sanctuary, or here and there. You should have your spot where you usually pray. And some choir members do. They sing, and sometimes they don't. Of course, because they have too many members, so they are taking turns. And I'm not talking about that, but they appear and then do not appear. And there was a person who was like that in the residence. And so I asked her, why you are appearing and not appearing in the choir? Because your faith has to be more fervent, and it has to grow up and increase. And you work hard and then not work. Sometimes, some people, they have many duties, but they try to get more and more duties. So somebody, one of the sisters in Heavenly Dance Team, she has many teaching duties, and also she passed the choir audition. So she's doing so many duties, and I asked her whether she can do it too. And she's so happy to be a choir member. And in case of most people, I think in her case, it's going to be very difficult for her to spare any more time. But she is so happy that she can do another duty. And in her case, soon after she went into the rock of faith, she went into spirit because she loved God so much. But some people, they sing for several months and then they stop. When I ask why, some people, they say it's hard. Oh, they don't sing well enough, some of them say. Also, also the choir conductor, if once the conductor chooses, selects, and passes the choir members, he cannot just make them quit at his own discretion. because he cannot, at his own discretion, give the duty and take away the duty, which is the duty of God. And so it has to be approved by with my signature. And so that is not the right given to the conductor. In some inevitable case, if the choir member doesn't listen, sing, do their if choir members don't do their duties any longer, just because they don't sing well enough, he cannot just take away the duty from the member. Also, cell group leaders, assistant leaders and cell group leaders, so you should advance to group leaders and district leaders. You should have this kind of dream. For the kingdom of God, you should have a dream to become even a parish pastor by bearing a lot of fruits. And if you do not have any growth of your faith, and actually you should increase the duration of time of prayers, and you have to save more and more souls. They do not communicate with the Holy Spirit, and they do not gain spiritual understanding of the messages preached. Such people are very unlikely to give out the fragrance of the Christ. They take the worldly pleasures just like the worldly people. Our Lord is warning such people, saying, "I will spit you out of my mouth." The Lord also says the following. He said in Revelation 3:19, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent." Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So you can receive the punishment only when you are loved by God. If you are lazy and if God doesn't really love you, there are no punishments, no disciplines. Through punishment and reproof, you can be awakened. You can turn from your old ways. If God forsakes you, it's not right. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Therefore, if you have pangs of conscience hearing these words, I urge you to obey the Lord from now on. Repent truly and be zealous. Give more fervent and truer love to the Lord than before to become His comfort and joy. Brothers and sisters, what is the biggest problem with not washing one's robes, defiling one's body and mind, namely the sanctuary, losing the first deeds, and being lukewarm in faith? It is that the Holy Spirit will be quenched without oneself realizing it. The Holy Spirit is being quenched gradually. It means you lose the grace and you cannot really pray fervently. And the worldly things come into your mind more and more. You want to be tempted. And your thoughts and minds are headed towards the world. You have to think whether what you are doing is pleasing God in the sight of God. But you just do whatever you like, your minds and thoughts. When you decide, whatever it is, you have to decide according to whether your decision will please God. And then decide what you have to decide. Also, you have to think of whether it is something worldly or it is helping you increase your faith. Those whose Holy Spirit is quenched cannot be saved. It's because they do not have any sign that they are children of God. In order for you not to quench the Spirit, you have to remember something. It is that you always have to be on the alert in prayers and keep the fullness of the Spirit. Jesus gave us parables about this. One of them is the parable of the 10 virgins found in Matthew chapter 25. The 5 wise virgins prepared enough oil and went with their grooms into the wedding banquet. But the other foolish 5 virgins did not prepare enough oil. They had to go out to buy more oil and were not able to meet their grooms. They could not go into the wedding banquet because the door was already closed. Through the separation of spirit, I think you have realized the importance of prayer, what kind of blessing it is to accumulate the amount of prayers. When you earn money, you want to save as much money as possible in the bank. If you have a lot of savings, you can draw any amount of money and spend it. And whatever you pray, not even one word of prayer will fall out to the ground. So whatever you pray, it'll be stored, accumulated in heavenly kingdom, so you can draw the amount of prayer you accumulated. So when you have time, you can just keep on storing up the amount of prayer, because they will not go away. So since the opening of the church, being moved by the Holy Spirit, I accumulated so much amount of prayer, fastings and prayers and vowed prayers, and the amount is so much. So God said in the beginning of the church, God said, do not fast any longer, because I will not accept any more fasting of you. I love to do fasting. And God said, I will not accept your fasting any longer. And if I fasted, He will not hold me. He will not help me. So even just doing one day fast, I couldn't really do it. It was so hard. Before, I could do 3-day, 5-day, 7-day, and 21-day fasting. But since God said, I will not accept your fasting, it was so difficult even to fast for just one day. So at the beginning of the church, all the church members fasted for 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. Because God said, your amount of prayer is already filled up, so I will not accept your fasting any longer. And whenever the amount of prayer is needed, it is being drawn and being used. But it is a little different about penetrating into the spiritual realm. Even though I accumulated so much prayer amount, God still required of me more amount of prayer when I was receiving revelation of heaven. So God let me fast a little longer because the amount was not fulfilled. So only after that, God opened the gate of heaven and gave me the revelation about heaven. And many pastors try to penetrate into the spiritual realm, but nobody could so far. And the amount of prayer that you store up, they will not go away. They are accumulated. They are stored up, saved in heavenly kingdom, so you can use them whenever necessary. Whatever you sowed in God, you can use them whenever needed, because there is no thief or no rotting in heavenly kingdom. They could not go into the wedding banquet because the door was already closed. Here, the light symbolizes spiritual life, and the oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit or prayer. If you run out of fuel, the light will go out. Likewise, if you stop praying and lose the fullness of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, your spiritual life will also go out. If you lose the fullness of the Spirit and do not pray, you cannot receive any strength to live by the Word of God. Then you will just look and live in the world. How many hours do you pray a day? If you are workers, how many hours do you have to pray? It is, the instructions are all already given in cell group members, devotional, cell group leaders' devotional service too. Just live according to the Bible. The man of God, they prayed more than 3 times a day, the man of God. So you can just pray 2 times more, because you can attend daily prayer meetings, so you can pray 2 more times, whether in the morning or in the evening. And you have daily prayer meeting in the evening. So it is good and it is blessing. you will receive physical and spiritual blessings. And it is not a waste of time. The time is given to the Father God, and how can it be a waste? You will have lukewarm faith, and eventually, the Holy Spirit in you will be extinguished. Therefore, you always have to be on the alert and pray to keep the fullness of the Spirit so that your spiritual life will not be put out. Matthew 25:13 says, "Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour." Is it only about the Lord's coming? We do not know about tomorrow either. So many people, they do not know what will happen tomorrow. Some people, they die of heart attack or die in traffic accidents. We do not know about tomorrow. Even if we do know, maybe it's because they get a serious, terminal disease, and they have so much pain, and they can live only for several months. And if they want to pray so hard, can they just go up from first level to the second level? Some people, it takes several months or several years to go just to go into the rock of faith. And if you are sick and if you pray, can your faith just go up? Can you just believe everything? And since there is nothing that you have accumulated, the deeds of faith, you cannot just believe just because you want to believe. You have to have the deeds of faith. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. It's not just about the Lord's coming again. That is why you have to prepare yourself today. Even if the Lord comes back tomorrow, like a thief, you should be able to say amen and go. Oh, it will not happen. You know, nothing will happen. But there are so many things, so many unexpected things that happen. In case of your family members and children too. As said, we do not know when the Lord our bridegroom will come to take us. If we hear that He is coming right away, it will be too late for us to make any preparations. Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow, so we must be ready all the time. Among the sins depriving of salvation that are written in the Bible, we have learned about 14 of them. Let me list them so that you can keep them in mind. Idolatry, violation of Sabbath, robbing God by not giving full tithe, so if you, there are many mentioning about in the separation of spirit about the tithe. Without giving full tithe, you cannot be saved because you are robbing God. After robbing God, how can you be saved? Especially, it is the proof that you didn't believe. God says, "I will open the gate of heaven and give you so much that your storehouse will overflow." And God is telling you to test Him about tithe. And if you do not believe that, if you do not believe that verse, it means you do not believe other verses. Can you believe other verses? What verses will you believe? Joshua stopped the sun and the moon. Will you believe that? God is saying, "I will give you blessings." And they don't believe it. Because they don't believe, they cannot be saved. If they do believe, obviously, they will obey it. They will give full tithe and they will receive blessings. It's the same with the Lord's Day. The owner of spiritual realm is God. And by keeping the Lord's Day, we acknowledge that fact. And it is the day of blessing, day of the Lord. We will not face any disasters. Because you don't, you face disasters. Because you don't give tithe, you face disasters. So robbing God by not giving full tithe. You must never commit this sin. There was a sister, Angelica, in Ecuador. She was also talking about the tithe. And also, our church members who didn't have new believers who accepted when they were passing, the family members, they prayed a lot for that person. So God, if God was saving them, God moves His heart, so He would give all His tithes that He did not give. And then He passes away. And in the funeral, you can see there is a rainbow over the sky in the funeral, so you know He is saved. Standing against men of God, various kinds of sexual immorality, evident works of the flesh, one's righteousness being not better than that of the scribes and Pharisees, not fulfilling one's God-given duty. You must never despise the God-given duty, because it is to despise God Himself. You have to fulfill it. You have to overflowingly fulfill it. Forsaking grace and betraying God, following after one's own desires. Cheating a servant of God and the Holy Spirit. Not washing one's robes. So you are not leading a life in faith to go through the human cultivation. There's so many stains on your heart, and you do not try to cast them away. You just come and go to church. Defiling the temple of God, losing the first deeds and not recovering them, and having lukewarm faith. So as you lead a Christian life, you have to be lukewarm. I mean, you have to be more and more fervent. The Bible tells us that we cannot be saved when we walk in such darkness. Of course, you can repent and turn from those sins. But if you do not, and the Lord comes back, and if your spirit is cold, then you cannot be saved. You will certainly be judged for your sins, because you didn't repent, and your sins remain. I hope you will remember this fact very well. Be on the alert and cast off the sinful natures in your heart that make you walk in such darkness. Is there anyone among you who have committed such a sin? If you repent thoroughly and turn from sins, God will forgive you. As Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. He forgives us completely. As far as the east is from the west, east and west cannot come in contact with each other. So far has He removed our transgressions from us. So He doesn't even remember. The problem is with those people who do not repent and those who keep on committing deeds of darkness, knowing what darkness is and knowing what God says, in that case, their sins will not just be sins depriving of salvation, but sins leading to death. In case of sins depriving of salvation, one can be forgiven if he repents thoroughly and turns from those sins. But sins leading to death are very fearful sins of which we cannot even repent. Beginning with the next session, we'll look into these sins leading to death. Let me conclude a message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, it is not easy to deliver this kind of message today. Why is not easy to deliver such messages? I don't have to tell you. Maybe to pray every night. Maybe you can just watch TV and you can go to movie theaters and you can just go out to dine out with your family members. And if I can just say that, how easy it'll be for me. And probably you'll say amen and you will love it. But what will be the result? What kind of consequences will there be? Can any of you go into the third kingdom of heaven? No, it's not possible. Go into the rock of faith? Impossible. And furthermore, spirit is too far away. And how can I, for the beloved members, how can I teach my beloved members and children that way? I have to. Because teach. Will I have to teach that way? I have to teach you to go into the better dwelling place in heaven. So that you can be, also you can be, I have to teach you in a way that you can be protected by God. You have to, in a way that you will receive blessings from God. Can I just teach you to be at ease? And, oh, please invite me to your house. I want to have a meal together with everybody. So many people would want to do that. Don't I know that it is something good? Don't I know how to enjoy my life? But I don't take all any of those things. Because I'm not teaching you to have my comfort. I have to lead you to better dwelling place in heaven. We don't, our minds cannot be taken away by enjoying ourselves. Our time cannot be taken away. And there's quite a few people who ask me, who beg me to have a, to dine out together with me. If I allow one person, there will be more and more people, and I have to invest so much time to eat, dine out, and but while I have to offer up all my time for the kingdom of God, so I deny, I courteously refuse all those requests. It is not easy to deliver this kind of message today. I might even become an object of hatred and persecution for preaching something like this. Furthermore, this message is broadcast all over the world. Nevertheless, I am trying to make known what sin, righteousness, and judgment are and as it is. As Paul said in the first part of 2 Corinthians 1:6, but if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. It is for all the believers around the world to be spiritually awakened and face the day of judgment only in joy. In Matthew 25, we see that Jesus will separate the false believers from true believers to judge them. Verses 32 and 33 says, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. God gives judgment of rewards for the saved children who are symbolized as the sheep. Verse 34, latter part says, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For the false believers who are symbolized as the goat, God is saying, as in verse 41, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Because they were slaves of the devil. They were committing sins as the devil wanted. And so they will fall into the same place the devil would go in. Into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. As you read through the following part, we can sum up the reason why the false believers could not be saved. It is because they did not practice the truth. They didn't live by the word of God, so they were not saved, and they were cast out into the eternal fire of hell. Therefore, I hope you will diligently practice the truth so that you will become the sheep and not the goat. Of course, there will be hardships of struggling against sins to practice the truth. But this struggle is not hard all the time. There is always the comfort of God. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, for just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will win the victory in this good fight and later receive praise and rewards from the Lord. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Let them understand what the sins depriving of salvation are and what sins leading to death are. Let them have the clear distinction. And if you keep on committing sins depriving of salvation, they will become the sins leading to death. And even if you commit it just once, the sins leading to death will not be forgiven. So let them remember it so that they will not commit such a sin ever. Father God, thank you. We have the leadership conference this week. Father, give us great grace in the conference. So that through the conference, let them go into, let them grow up quickly. So let them going to the rock of faith and also into the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. Father God, thank you. Show your work transcending space and time. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy spiritually and physically. Pastor Pyong Ran Choi will have the handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mamin Church on June 30th. Be with him. Shimiz Jihe. She will have thyroid cancer operation. And let her vocal cord not be damaged. Missile of Mexico to wake up from coma. Rita from India, be healed of breast cancer. Nancy, get a job in the government hospital. And missionary Choi to sell the apartment at a good price. And Joshua Ren, herniated lumbar disc. And paraplegia. Wang Jiaxing, periodontitis and rhinitis, and let the foreign substance come out from the right side of face and left earlobe. Wang Jiangang, stomach disease, headache, cervical pain, esophagitis, and Zhu Feng Ying, nervous twitch. Zhang Haixia, cervical pain, be healed. Su Feng Mei, arthritis, gallstone, skin disease, high blood pressure, be healed. Zhang Wei, severe athlete's foot, be healed. Yisun Li, the mother and the fetus, let the mother and fetus be protected. And Jung Ok Park, be healed of after effects of tumor operation. Fo Un Chung, depression, be healed. Yan Gui Jun, diabetes and heart disease. Huang Yu Tu, last stage of stomach cancer, be healed. Zhang Si, syringomyelia, and Zhang Jiahui, brain tumor. Wen Minghui, after effect of burns, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And also there are subscribers of In Victory and TBN Russia viewers, and lay your hands on their prayer titles and answer to them. There are so many prayer requests. Father, answer to them. Light come. Father God, thank you. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, and let the internal organs, heart, lung, and intestines, and stomach, and kidney, and all the internal organs be healed and be healthy. All cancers, all kinds of cancers go away. All skin diseases and diabetes and high and low blood pressure go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, thank you. Throughout this week, be with us in the conference, and through the conference, let many of them go onto the rock of faith, and also let them go into the spirit. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and protect them while they go and fro to the conference, and protect all the branch church members too. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.